Well, welcome to my mobile studio, where I'm talking to you from outside the Cork International Airport Hotel, and I'm on my way to Kinsale on the south coast of Ireland. If you've never heard of Kinsale, it's a very picturesque seaside village where you'll see a lot of boats, and you'll find a lot of little shops, and you'll also be able to have lots of little food. So let me ask you a question to start the day today on Friday the 20th of February 2015. Okay, let me get to the point very quickly. And the question is, what are the things that you think you'll never be too old to enjoy? So there's a question for you. And you can pause and stop the recording and jot down in your mind mentally or on paper the things that you think you're not. Because I'm going to go on about this now for a few minutes. Okay, what do I think are the things that I find I'll never be too old to enjoy? And I'm actually very old when I'm doing this. I'm an old, by old standards, in the old days, I don't know what I mean by that. But let's take about the turn of the century, of the 20th century, in the year 1900. I would have been already in the upper age group. But nowadays, people are living a lot longer, so I don't feel, but anyway, I don't feel that old. I want to reframe the question. That's how I'm going to approach this. What are the things that I think you are too old to enjoy after you get past a certain age? What are the things I am too old to enjoy? Oh, my goodness. And here I have a problem. Here I have a problem. Because I have a difficulty coming up with many things. I think my arthritic knees make it very difficult and will increasingly make it difficult for me to enjoy playing tennis. I gave up playing tennis ages ago, by the way. So, active sports. Now, golf is particularly good, of course, because you can sit in a buggy and drive yourself around, and the only thing you actually have to do is to be able to be able to swing your arms, right? So golf is good, but I'll no longer be able to be a hurler. So certain sports, I think I can't enjoy anymore. Chess, on the other hand, can enjoy that for a long time. Board games, very good, both for enjoyment but also for mental gymnastics. Scrabble, particularly good. Go, great game. Mahjong, great game. I recently came across a game called, which is all about laying down train tracks to cross the America. Oh, damn it. Can't remember the name of it now. My daughter even remembered it yesterday when I was talking to her about it. But anyway, you can still build Lego. Now, look, I'm going to jump around the way. I think that the child in me, no matter how old I get, and provided that my dementia doesn't escalate significantly, the child in me will continue to enjoy the things that a child enjoyed when young. Play, being playful, telling stories, hearing stories, inventing stories, listening to stories, reading stories, being a little bit mischievous, being a little bit irreverent, being more than a little bit non-compliant. All of these are things that I think of coming out of my childhood, and I think I enjoyed those ever so much as I did today, as I did when I was young. Life hasn't knocked them out of me. At least I don't think life has knocked them out of me. I suppose I should go around collecting feedback from other people who know me to know, am I still as youthful as I kind of assume I was when I was young? I don't any longer go around getting dirty, muddy knees. I did a lot of that, and I and swinging upside down off trees, which we had trees in our garden, and I used to definitely hang off them upside down. There are things I used to love, like playing cricket in the garden. Anyway, look, I've said enough about sport. Music. I mean, I reckon that music will be the last thing that I'll give up enjoying. And I think I'll even enjoy the music that's going to be played at my funeral. I'll certainly enjoy selecting it. And, you know, to the extent that I believe that after I die, that my consciousness lives on, perhaps in the body of another person, that if they can remember me, I can remember them, even though they may not be conscious of me remembering them. That's an idea I'm playing with now, I suppose. Imagine that when you die, you are transformed into pure consciousness and reside in the memories that other people have of you. And in a certain kind of way, there's a bit of a game being played between your memory and your memory, your pure conscious memory, and their memory. So that, that all was to do with the fact that a man in a yellow suit holding a sign saying stop, a kind of octagonal sign saying stop, is down the road from me. And in front of me is a Ford Transit van, which is white, and it's an 06 registration in Corkig, County Cork. In Cork. Yeah, County Cork. Anyway, back to the issue in hand. What else could I not enjoy that I had when I was young? Well, to a certain extent, sucking out of a bottle is something that I've gone past. And I no longer want to suck out of a bottle. So I guess that in that sense, I'm too old to enjoy sucking out of a bottle. Right, I better say no more about that because we could enter into uncharted waters if I did that. What else can I say? This is a very tough one, really, to answer it adequately. Colouring. I don't think I'm too old to start colouring and drawing. And I had a go last summer, not a particularly, didn't end well, but it began well, drawing and painting things in France. And that's another story. But the sheer painting and drawing of stuff on paper, in fact, even using watercolours and using whatever you call that thing, which is, I call it like in between watercolours and oils, stuff that dries quicker. Oh, anyway, it doesn't really matter. But I have a lot to... I'm still in the baby stage, or in the young child sense of drawing and painting. I haven't really advanced very far. That's not to say that my interest in that couldn't be sparked. When I was young, I used to cook a little bit. My mother introduced me to cooking, and I've definitely kept that up. And I mean, eventually I'll get to be in the, let's say, in the wheelchair. And in the wheelchair, you know, maybe I'll be able to adapt the house and continue on cooking into my 90s. Wouldn't it be fun to be able to host a dinner party in my 90s? And all the people at it were maybe one person from each decade. Somebody else who's 90, somebody who's 80, 70, 60, 40, 30, 20, teenage. And even if they would dare come, hang out with us oldies and baldies, somebody under the age of 10. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be really great? I have to assume that in some way I'm going to get more and more fixed in my preferences and consequently less flexible. Although, to be truthful, my daughter is not particularly flexible when it comes to food. I mean, she's much more rigid than me. So I think this idea that only older people get set in their ways is wrong. I think young people have very fixed ideas and senses of what's right and wrong. So they're very rigid about these kind of things in comparison with older people who can, on the one hand, be able to look with a little bit more dispassion on the different foibles and passions of other people. Aha! Passion. Passion. All passion spent. Who was the poet who said all passion spent? Milton, I suspect. But I could, correct me if I'm wrong on that, all passion spent. But maybe it was from his poem about being blind, or couldn't possibly be from Paradise Lost. Sure it couldn't, because that's full of passion. Moving backwards into this question of passion. As I get older, do I get... I think I get passionate about different things. Yeah. Yes, indeed. I'm brooding about passion. And I'm obviously avoiding certain kinds of passion because I don't want to really discuss those here on Audio Boo. But other kinds of passion, like passion for values, passion for change, passion for enjoyment, passion for ideas, passion for cause, passion for improvement, passion for passing on to the next generation a better world. Now, this is not my idea, but I borrowed it and I own it. I think Douglas Bader said something about this. Is I was born in order to pass on to the next generation the world in a better state than I found it when I was born. But that's actually something I'd really subscribe to. I'd be very interested to know if you subscribe to that and if you are in any way making conscious effort to do it. Like this morning, I was setting up a new website on Squarespace, by the way, and I think setting up a website on Squarespace is incredibly easy. I'd highly recommend all those of you who have only ever tried WordPress to have a look also at Squarespace and see what you think of that. But setting up a website on Squarespace in which I was really trying to help people to leave the world in a better state than they found it. So that's the kind of service I provide. Now, when I was young, was I really trying to leave the world in a better place than I found it? I was. I was trying to make myself happy. I was trying to bend the world to my needs. I was trying to make the world serve me better. I may have been very demanding of my mother's attention, of my father's attention, of my attention of everybody, probably everybody. I didn't care damn who gave me attention so long as I got attention. So I was very demanding, and I probably also, to the extent that I was capable, my brain was capable of believing anything, I equated a better world with a better time for Paul. So I think things aren't all that different as you get older. Now, this is going to be very interesting to see what the younger generation have to say about this. So that's it, folks. It's Paul O'Mahony, a participant, an active and enthusiastic participant in a community. And I do actually have a big community focus in my life. So this is an audio community. Over there, I think it's almost entirely on the website Audio Boom. But it's an audio community, and it can be... come from any audio, so indeed it isn't too late for you listening to this to put up a piece of audio, put on any platform you like, put a hashtag onto it called February, February, and it'll get picked up and chipped into the community. You don't have to have been doing it all the other days of the month, and you don't have to ever do it again, you know, if it proves to be unsatisfactory. Just do one of them for fun. And that's the other thing. Curiosity never, you know, that's the other thing. I was madly curious as a child, and I'd say you were too. But my curiosity has never died, and it's as strong now as it ever was. All it is that I have more tools with which to express my curiosity and which to pursue my curiosity. So I think I'm kind of leading to the conclusion that life gets better as you get older, I suppose, in some sense. Okay, cheerio, bye for now. You can find me and contact me, and I'd love you to do that. O'Mahony blog on the internet. Have a very great day on the 20th of February. I think that's about 5 days from from the celebration of Burns Night, 5 days from Burns Night. McColgan will be interested. All the best. Bye-bye.